This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Lord, please let this woman answer the phone when we call her. And I'm saying that for two reasons. One, I want Chloe to have some closure with this, or not closure, but a reboot, a new beginning with her mom, a rekindling of, mother to daughter relationship. And the other part of that is I don't want to piss everybody off where they're like, God bless, here we go again. And this maybe mom, didn't pay your bill or, needs to get up early, sedatives before bed. I don't know.
She's out of minutes.
Yeah. See if our friend Chloe's still there. Hey, Chloe.
What?
Oh, no.
Come on.
Chloe.
Hello?
Okay. Oh. I was about to say, maybe you only answer to Closeth now.
I do only answer to Closeth now. I just have finished legally changing it.
You have the sarcasm of what's her name? She just hosted SNL.
Oh, my God.
Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my God. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
She's doing it again.
No, I'm actually really serious. I love Aubrey Plaza.
Okay, good.
I'm a huge Parks and Rec fan.
I grew up near Lewis Plaza here in Greenville.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, sure. What we're going to do is we're going to call your mom, and we've all got, Fat Boy can't cross his fingers because of the thickness, but we're all going to put positive vibrators out there. We're going to make the universe know we want your mom to answer when you call her and say, Mom, I'm sorry. Or only looking at Dad's point of view when the two of you divorced, I chose Dad over you. And looking back now, I regret that. And I hope we can get back to where we were. Okay? Is that about right? All right. Mom answers.
I think you should say it because that was really nice.
You're doing it again. You're doing it again,
no,
Aubrey.
No, that was really good.
Okay, thank you. We're going to dial the number when she answers. It's just the two of you, and then once maybe the time's appropriate, we'll jump on and say hello to your mom as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. It's truth and consequences. She's a spark plug, Chloe. She is. She can't hear me right now, but I'm saying it, and I'm not saying that in any kind of
No, hey. She's fine.
Yeah, I like. But if they're too dry with the hero.
Hello?
Mom?
Hello?
Mom?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, sweetie, what's up? How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I wanted to call you up and see. I feel like I owe you a really big apology. And is this an okay time to talk?
Well, you know I always have time for you. I hope everything is okay.
It is. I've just been thinking a lot lately about the divorce. And, I mean, I know I was really young, but I don't think that was an excuse. I've realized I took Daddy's side at the time, and I wish I hadn't, because I see now that what you went through, or I think I do, and I'm so sorry, and I hope you can forgive me. I'm just so sorry.
No, sweetheart, you You don't have to say that. I mean, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, but I don't even know what to say right now.
Oh, I really, Mom, I was so worried you wouldn't. I'm so sorry. I can't imagine what it was like for you to have me not believe you. And I know it's not the same, but he's done some of the same stuff to me that I think he did to you. And that was how I came to understand. And I can't imagine what it must have been like for you to have to leave your home and your kid.
No, Chloe, you were still a child when this all happened, and you don't have to be sorry. You know, I told myself that you'd come around one day, and I didn't think that it would take this many years for that to happen, but you know how much I love you, and I'm so sorry to hear that he did the same things to you, and of course, you don't have to be sorry.
Mom, thank you. Can I come see you soon?
Of course. You know that I love when I see you. Of course.
I don't think I deserve you.
Oh, sweetheart. Don't say that. Don't say that. You know, leaving was definitely the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. And you know I missed you so much every day when I wasn't there with you. And I hope you know that.
I do know that. And I missed you too. And I was so mean because I was so angry. Because I just wanted you to be at home and I wanted my family. And I was just a dumb kid. I'm really so sorry.
Oh, Chloe, I totally understand. Trust me. Your dad kept me mixed up and doubting myself constantly for almost 20 years. You know,
really,
and I get it. Please don't feel bad. Please don't.
Okay, well, I do a little bit, but I'm going to try. I just wish we hadn't lost so much time.
I feel the same way, but now we can move forward, you know, and have more time together and keep talking about everything. And you know I'm always here for you.
This is a very, very tender moment right now. Teresa, good morning. Before you hang up or say anything, we're live on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys. We're out of Greenville, South Carolina. And Chloe, she wanted to tell you all that publicly. You can hear it in her. You should have heard her being all sarcastically fun a minute ago. And now she's like...
It was like a 180.
I know, man. I mean, she... Everything she said there, I mean, she regrets it. She sees it now. So please don't say any bad words. And you don't sound like you're a woman that would, but, no. You know, sometimes I say it in excitement.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, good morning.
Sorry, Mom. I was scared to do it on my own. I'm just being a baby.
Okay. No, I mean, I guess I should feel a little weird or embarrassed that this is on the radio.
You got nothing to be embarrassed. I was saying, if I were you and you know, and I was a woman and all this stuff, and you know, my kid called me and said this, I think a lot of my kid, and also like, all right, now finally somebody sees that I wasn't a jerk and was just wanting to better my situation. And for those tuning in just this last segment, we're not talking about anything physical or anything we're talking about manipulating mentally. As far as, you know, spinning words and you know, the whole thing.
She said gaslighting. That's what she
gaslighting,
said.
Gaslighting, yeah.
Gaslighting's bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Mom, you got nothing to be embarrassed of here at all. You got a good daughter. She loves you.
I do. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that.
You have a good speaking voice also, Mom. Yeah, like, okay. Really, the two of you.
I'm going to listen back to this.
No, thank you.
What about a podcast? Let's go on this journey together.
Oh, you can reconnect.
I'm telling you, man. It's sweet. It's like it starts off kind of like, oh, God, you know, and then it ends kind of sweet, you know.
That's how the relationship forms. Will they be buddies again?
Yeah.
That's what the pod is. But the gorilla's out of the room. I mean, this is good.
Well, Is mom, I mean, is it, I think it's one of those things y'all just going to pick right back up to where you left off. I mean, there's no need to, like, when y'all do see each other today or whatever, or whenever you do, I don't think you have to keep bringing it up again.
Yeah.
It's the lady that I pay to spank me. She says, I call it a therapist publicly, but I'll just get down to it. She says that we spend so much time in the present when we could change all these things that we don't like, but we spend it worried about the future and regretting the past, and that's the stupidest thing in the world to do. So, y'all go get you some wine and do you a board of charcuterie and go talk stuff about other women in the church and the neighborhood. You know, so what's you do to rekindle it all?
Catch up.
No.
Catch up. Do a catch up. Y'all just sit there and hug for like 15, 20 minutes and cry like I know you're going to, and it'll be cool.
Just have good times from here on out and forget the past.
Yeah. No more hard times. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the good times.
Stop talking to Dad.
Well, don't say that. I was, you don't want to say that.
Set yourself up again.
Yeah.
I was talking to myself.
Wish we hadn't told Mom to, we were on the radio. She was just saying some just sweet things, and now she's kind of clamming up.
Well, I do want to say that anyone listening, that you should never give up on your kids, because one day maybe they'll understand and just know that they love you, and, you know, to let them come around on their own time. And I agree, hopefully, that we can move forward and just keep working on this relationship. So thank you for having us on today. Thank you.
You're welcome. And those three blocked calls you got last Tuesday with us trying to call and do this very thing, but you didn't answer. So she's been sitting on this for another whole week. So,
Oh, wow.
All right. Teresa, you're wonderful. You have a good day, and we hang up. Chloe's probably going to call you, okay?
All right.
I'm going to call you, Mom, and I do love you.
Okay. I love you. She loves you. We love each other. Thank you. Happy Hanukkah.
Everybody.
Chloe, you did awesome. You did.
Thanks, guys.
All that just came out at once. Because then, you know.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Okay, good. Do us a follow-up and let us know how everything's going. I sound like Chuck Woolery at the end of Love Connection, but check in with us. Let us know how you're still together and everything's going good. All right?
Okay.
If you wasn't so far away, Chloe. All right? All right. Yeah. Thank you, Chloe. Have a good morning.
You better, too. You better update us.
I ain't never had somebody on Truth of Consequences message me during the damn segment or in between it.
That's the first.
Say, hi, it's me, Chloe. It's like, that ain't even feasible driving that far.
God, man, that was good.
That was, it goes to show you, man, I'm going to try to make a poignant kind of thing here, but, you know, her in that first segment, she was, you know, fun and, you know, kind of jovial, not jovial, but you know, playful or whatever. And the minute she heard her mama's voice, oh man, just started crying like a baby, and it all came out. That was real sweet.
She know what was going to happen in that moment. If we don't get a damn Marconi off of that, I'm going to get in somebody's ass.
We wouldn't get it, put it in our office.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
I just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige.
Well, I ain't you.
Hey, hi, there I am. And big news this morning from the NFL. The greatest player of all time will not be a Buccaneer next year. Tom Brady says he's retiring, and this time it's for real. He will not change his mind.
Look at that look Fat Boy's giving you. You're doing a sports story.
And he posted a video on social media declaring the end of his career.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So
Gringo.
Really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many.
Giselle.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
You won.
How would you have said that? You
won. Fat Boy.
You won.
I mean, he's still, you know, I don't use greatest of all time because, I mean, it's too many different parallels to say that. But, like, should he have, did he do anything for his legacy? Bye.
I mean, I think it's a mistake retiring right now because you look at Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, they kind of had arm issues toward the end there.
Hell yeah.
Tom's still pretty strong, you know, in the fundamentals and the mechanics, but he was in a terrible offense, had injury issues, and he has personal life. He could still play at a high level. I don't really know why he's leaving now.
Didn't, though, was it there? I'm reading into this like it's Entertainment Tonight, but like, didn't. They are divorced or going through a divorce? Or
they're going through it for sure. I don't know if it's finalized, but
so that's what. And part of that was she didn't want him to go back, and then he did, and then she's like,
yeah.
"I can't do a South African accent," but she's like, "I'm not going to even try." She's like, "Tom, damn it! I said I wanted you to come over here and live in the jungle with me, and then and the kids
South
and everything."
America.
Yeah, well, whatever. And she's like. He's like, no, I want to do it. So now she's like, look, I'm going to give you one more chance. Real retire. Quit doing this Ric Flair thing of retiring and not retiring and do it.
See, she should have realized there's a time limit on this thing. He was close to the end. I wanted to see him go till he was 50. If anybody could do it, just to say, you know, I played till I'm 50.
In my opinion, it's like the same thing with Joe Montana when he went on to play with the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what do you want your legacy to be known as when you leave it behind?
Well, he's the GOAT. I mean, for sure. I mean, look.
His catcher's still cool with him.
He went to a different team and won a Super Bowl. So,
the thing. Yeah, if Brady had not gotten that, then that would have been a different kind of thing.
Plus, we're talking about the rings Brady has, not in the ones he's played in. I mean, he's missing three. You know, two to the Giants and one to the Eagles. I mean, he's been to a lot of Super Bowls.
How old is Aaron Rodgers?
39.
Oh, God, that's
not He knows.
But, well, that's his boy.
Yeah. And is he going to leave? I mean, that's still up in the air, too. How is he going to be a Jet?
How is he playing? I mean, is he?
He can't play for 11 more years.
I mean, he'll have a nagging issue here or there, but he's still at a high level, too. They just had a bad year.
Oh, he and Danica broke up.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I meant nagging issue. And she is the Ronda Rousey of that relationship, let's be honest.
It's funny you mentioned that name.
I know. You know why I did.
Yep. So, I mean, look, come back, man. It's not too late. I know you just announced it, but.
Oh, my God.
Everybody wanted to see him try to be a 49er, at least.
I wanted him to be
a Panther.
Yep. I mean, there's a lot of rumors going around. Either way, he was not going to come back to Tampa. Sucks, man. This is really bad news.
What was a Tampa team? Glazer family still? The Glazers? Glazer?
Don't know who owns the Bucks.
I'm going to Google that now. That's fun. I'm having fun with Google today.
You are.
It might be the Silver.
You're learning it now.
I think the Silvers family owns them.
Long John?
It's the only Silver we know.
No, it is. It's Glazer. It's one of those family-owned businesses still. I mean, it's an NFL team, but it's a family-owned business.
It was owned by the Sparrows.
Yeah, it's mom and pop. Well, that one guy peed on some of the chili cheeseburger places. It's not an opera.
Well.
Damn you, Tom. You're really cheating all of us. I mean, you really are at this point.
I'm saying. Is he in the Pro Bowl?
No, but he never really went to it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you get named to it. And it's flag football this year. You know, it might be a little fun, little events and whatnot. But...
Yeah.
It's interesting news.
Do they play flag soccer overseas?
How would that work?
I don't know.
Violently.
That would be cool.
Hit with a flag.
That would make it interesting, actually.
Flag soccer.
I mean, people love soccer now, so they sit around and drink beer and pretend that they're from certain countries.
Oh, man, God. Well, this FOF line, you need to
give it to
Fat
Boy.
Are we running low on content on the FOF lines?
Oh, maybe 864-241-4318.
Man, going after Northerners earlier, that thing he said about single moms.
Oh, yeah. Single ladies. All right.
No girl selling herself short working for a dentist?
Yeah.
Oh, that nurses, that wasn't very nice. Well, after the appointment of James Gunn and Peter Safran at the helm of the newly created DC Studios, there's some things in the works that I want to tell you about.
Reba comic book. I already did that story.
Yeah. Well, there's movie-wise. The big movie that they'll launch, the new DCU, is Superman Legacy, which will come out July 11, 2025. And there will be a new actor playing Superman.
God,
who? I cannot tell you.
Really?
A new Batman
probably
movie.
Be the Elvis guy.
They don't want Austin Butler.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Superman.
Hey, I'm Superman.
Lois. Slide in here. Shoot these lasers out of my eyes at you.
Hey, Lois. I don't know what. Jimmy Olsen. You brought me the coffee. Thank you very much.
How's Greg doing? His uncle used to play for the Braves, didn't he? He's got two G's in his name.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I believe he did.
Greg Maddux?
Olsen.
Oh, Greg Olsen, yes. Yeah. I think you meant Greg Maddux.
And Matt Mann, this is especially for you.
Greg again.
A new Batman movie called The Brave and the Bold will not star Ben Affleck. However, it will feature Robin. But this Robin is Bruce Wayne's son, Damian Wayne.
What?
The original Robin.
I love Dick Grayson, Tim Living
Color. Also be in it.
Wait a minute. Oh, God. They didn't have a kid.
Well, they do now.
Don't you want an Elvis Superman? Come on.
God, bless.
You're going to have Damon Wayans as damn Batman.
Blank Man is going to be Batman now. The right? Was he Blank Man?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Handyman.
Blank Man.
He used to carry around the jug of pee.
Oh, there's
Damian Wayne. Oh, God bless.
Yes, his son.
Hey, man, I don't care who it is. I'm Superman. I don't. You Batman can be anybody.
Are you doing Chipper Jones right now as Larry Wayne? What are you doing?
It's Austin Butler. It's Elvis as Superman. Okay, that's right. We have Colonel Tony Parker be my sidekick.
No, he would be his God bless it. What was his damn butler's name?
Alfred.
Alfred.
Thank
Alfred.
Yeah.
Called in a trap. I got to use my laser eyeballs.
Ooh. You love me too much, baby.
Viva Krypton.
What do you think about Commissioner Gordon being played by Priscilla?
I think it should be played by Ben Gordon, the basketball player with bad knees. Anybody. I don't care who you get.
He's not nice thick hair on him.
There's more. There's more, boys. Supergirl is getting her own movie. She'll be more hardcore than Superman since she was raised on a piece of Krypton that chipped off when the planet exploded, and for the first 14 years of her life, she watched everyone else die. That's all I know about that movie.
She doesn't exist.
It chipped off when Jor-El farted.
Supergirl.
Supermom and Superdad put Superboy in the damn little capsule and sent him down. I saw the beginning of the movie. It was a little capsule. Sent him down there. He landed in Iowa of all damn places.
Yeah.
Do you want more?
He invented moonshine and all that corn.
It gets better.
What now? Are we going to find out the Joker was really a Catholic priest all along?
No, Swamp Thing is back. Swamp Thing in a movie that will investigate his dark origins and be more horrific than a typical superhero movie.
Are you just doing that as Trojan Man? You just went,
you did Trojan Man.
You did. You did it in the cadence, Trojan Man.
Not in the condom.
Group. I remember that story. It was the wooden horse with the big rubber on that used to wheel through the town.
Yeah, they hid the other soldiers inside that condom, and when it got into Troy, it spewed out big, thick ropes of warriors came out there to kill everybody.
They got stuck in the rubber. That's why everybody saw them coming. They couldn't get out. They're supposed to climb out through the butt.
You want some good news and bad news?
I kept tripping over because it was ribbed. Wasn't ribbed for me. I kept falling.
Viola Davis will return to play Amanda Waller in her own series.
It's not pronounced Walla. I did not know that.
She's evil.
It'll act as a bridge between the first and second season of Peacemaker, since season two is on hold for the moment.
Dang it, why?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Is it seeing his hair? I mean, they can fix that in post.
Well, I know. Just, I mean.
Did his dad not want to come back?
Dude, I know somebody's going to, you didn't know, but somebody we know is going to preside over his autographs this weekend up somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of them things. Doing that for him now.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, he's going to be up there with, Ron Simmons and a bunch of comic book people. I would say the name. I can't remember.
They could sign all kind of stuff. X-Files stuff, Terminator 2 stuff.
Yeah. MonsterCon, maybe, is what it's called. Look it up. Google, where's Robert Patrick this weekend? And that'll tell you. That's his name, I think.
You said Monster Con. I thought you said something else.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Long John Silver's. Monster Cod is back.
And lastly.
Well, they had gigantic shrimp or whatever it was.
That's funny you mentioned that. That's my grinder tag. God
dang it. God dang
it. I had to quit doing Southern Superman.
Oh, my God.
It's Austin Butler's Superman.
Oh, my God.
I was auditioning.
Oh, Lord, man.
Come on, man.
2414
Oh, Robert Griffin III is at this, not Robert. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh! So, are you worried about Gal Gadot and Wonder Woman? Lastly, I'll end this. There's a prequel series called Paradise Lost that's coming out. We'll tell the origin story, the birth of Diana. Is that what?
They're doing a Lady Diana movie?
No.
Oh.
So. Gal Gadot, maybe back. Aquaman, Jason Momoa, hopefully.
Don't care. Is anybody, I mean.
Well, I thought Momoa was going to do a different character. Like, he wasn't going to do Aquaman anymore.
Yeah, yeah, he was going to, wasn't he Lobo? He was going to be Lobo?
Is that the biker character? Yeah. It's like a dead biker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I never saw, and I've got nephews and, you know, some nephew, and, you know, I know little kids and stuff. And, like, I've never heard any kid, like, say, yeah, I want to be Aquaman, or I want to, like, I'd get the Aquaman figure or anything. Like, it's such a null kind of thing.
Yeah, because the old one was kind of corny looking with the yellow sweater or whatever.
It was, yeah, orange and black leggings.
Hey, whoever texts in F me, I'm going to keep your phone number. We might be able to work something out.
So, Robert Pattinson's Batman.
They were saying F you?
No, it said F me.
Like, for you to do that to them?
I guess. That's how I took it.
That might be... Murray Abraham.
And who another knows? Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga is moving forward as well. So that's
all. I saw them in their outfits. That's going to happen.
I'm Paige. Those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're going to say, hey, famous people born on first day of February, happy birthday.
Or
suck it. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. Break it down.
Live from the callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. Greenville. It is time to say, hey, famous people born on February 1st, happy birthday. Or
suck it.
Oh, in duet style.
Heck yeah.
Break it down.
I'll tell you first. I mean, we got a pretty good list. This one, though, is sad, ironic all at the same time. Today, Lisa Marie Presley would have been 55 years old.
Wow.
Today.
Yep. Just passed away. That's terrible, man. This guy, though, it's his birthday today. Don't call him Henry like I do sometimes.
Hank Aaron.
Harry Styles.
Oh. You call him Henry Styles?
Yeah.
How'd you get his number?
Just aggravate the kids. They get so mad.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why my mom does it. You gonna be... rich like that Brian Seacrest. He started out in radio.
He's got his own orchestra.
He does.
He plays the mangoes, I heard. Dancing with dogs in the nighttime, Matthew.
I'll let you go first.
Man, I have no clue. 26. I have no clue.
28.
He is 29 years old, Harry Styles.
What's his deal, though? Like, he's got kind of like a David Bowie kind of thing going.
Oh, his fashion
is feminine.
Like, I don't recognize this song at all.
It's one of the new ones.
I know about him just from seeing him look like he went to David Bowie's yard sale and bought all his clothes. Which, I mean, saying that's good or bad. Some of it's wacky.
He's starting to accrue a nice catalog. Like, you know, in years and years, it'd be like Timberlake, Harry Styles. Like, yeah. That'd be the upper echelon of pop music.
Well, after what he wore on SNL that night, he can't ever run for president.
Pearls?
Guess who else's birthday it is?
Oh.
Oh, is it really?
It is.
That'd be Deb Lane.
You mentioned her.
I love her.
I don't know if she's doing anything with the company now.
Yeah.
Talk about WWE.
Paige, I'm going to let you go first then.
Oh, I'll say she's 61.
God bless. Really?
I don't know.
My gosh.
Damn.
I don't think she's, I'll say she's like 36.
37? Ronda Rousey is 36 oh. years old. Were you guessing?
Oh, you thought it was Joan?
Joan.
Oh, you.
Well, I mean, you didn't say. Joan Jett's still not working with WWE either.
No.
Yeah.
I know you guys, Madman, you and Nine like this guy. I don't really know him. Jason Isbell.
I like Jason Isbell a lot. You know, he.
It's his damn birthday.
He's a collector of ball cards as well.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, when Upper Deck found out he was, they gave him his own autograph card. But really, who doesn't have those these days?
I know. Wish I can find some.
I'll tell you the exit off 85 here momentarily. Jason Isbell, I will say, is 41. That's too old.
39.
Jason Isbell is 44 damn years old.
Oh, wow.
Wow, poo. I'm not doing well today.
Well, you might get this one.
I might.
One half of Outkast. It's not Andre's birthday.
Big Boy.
It is Big Boy's birthday. Mr. Patton.
Do y'all have beef still, Fat Boy?
No, not really.
Okay.
We cool. He's on the gas. I'm cool with
it. I know, but he started Big Boy ice cream sandwiches, and you were like, you had your people like, this is kind of trademark infringement.
I'll hide his.
He spells his boy with an I.
He does.
Boy.
That's how he avoids my lawsuits.
Yeah.
I'll take his stuff off the shelf, too.
Yeah, but you got sued by Shawnee's, so it all works out the way.
That's why I couldn't call them sucker Bob's. Tree sandwiches anymore.
Oh, my God. I butt just head-butted the wall. What in the world? I'm all about putting holes in studios. I'm like the Undertaker. Digging holes and taking souls and putting holes in studios.
Kind of dark.
Yeah, how old's old Big Bois?
51.
49.
Big Boy's 48 years old.
Paige knows her southern hip hop.
We got a few good ones, but I'm gonna give you one more. Pauly Shore.
Oh. Louise.
Little Mitzi's boy.
God, man. Imagine if he had been a really good comedian too.
Oh Lord.
Yep.
I mean, there was a blank ton of nepotism, but he also was, you know, he was funny in his
niche
way.
Talk about the grindage.
Paige, you say niche or niche? What do you say?
Niche.
That sounds too avant-garde to me. I say niche.
Depends on who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
What was it?
School kids.
Niche.
Niche, yeah. Paige, I'm going to let you go first again. Then I'm going to ask Fat Boy to guess.
I don't know. 51.
That sounds right.
Pauly Shore is 55 years old. Hmm. Real quick, Dexter, Michael C. Hall is 52. Sherilyn Fenn, we talked about her. No arms, no legs in that movie. 58 years old. And had he lived, Sherman Helmsley would have been 85 years old today.
Lord.
George Jefferson.
Aww.
What a fun, wild guy.
Also, had they lived, Rick James would have been 75 years old today. And Brandon Lee, he would have been 58 years old today.
Wow.
A lot of people think Yakuza killed him.
They think who did?
Yakuza.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not a Yakuza anybody. I wasn't there to see it.
No.
And I did drive in Yakuza back in the day.
I think Michael C. Hall lives in Asheville now.
Are you serious?
I believe so.
That's random.
He's from North Carolina.
C stands for Catawba.
Yeah, it does. Casino. Catawba Nation. Oh.
Does he own it?
I hope he's running it.
Dude, for real, I would say this right now. Dexter, if you're listening, we're big fans. We'd like to have you on the show. Edge and Beth Phoenix, if you're listening. In Asheville, we know where you live.
I love wrestling in 6 feet under.
We are big fans of all your work. We'd like to just have you on the show. You ain't even got to drive here. We'll do it by Skype or whatever gimmick we have.
We'll go to your house.
We will come there. You come here if it makes you more comfortable.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. They don't want us there.
Yeah.
It's at like their house.
Studio swap. We'll do it. It is kind of crazy to think now, being in the more markets and bigger places, like, you know, what if Drew Brees is listening right now? What's up, Drew?
You know who
hey,
he is.
Drew.
I hope that cold gets taken care of.
I didn't want to talk about your arm, but you know, it's just an observation.
That's all it was. Paige still wanting to call Jim Everett Chris, so it won't stop.
Bet I do.
Better won't. Better will. Tomorrow is Thursday, and you know what that means? An all-new Facebook fussing. That ought to be a whole lot of fun. Let's pretend we're doing picks. Will 9 be here tomorrow?
Nope. We'll put some money on no.
I would say probably not either.
What kind of odds do I get? Like -150? Make a little bit of money off it.
Have you seen his spread? Okay.
I'm trying to.
So tomorrow, all new Facebook fussing and all kinds of surprises. In the meantime, you can get today's podcast. Text podcast to 72341. That's your TLCMotors.com text line. Standard data, all that crap, whatever how you say it, it applies. And you can get it on Spotify, Amazon, Google, all of them. iTunes, all that. Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. Wash your hands. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
This is the phenomenal AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, baby.
Bye, baby. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.